Welcome to the Streaming Life Through Our Lens podcast. I'm Jake, and I'm a Twitch streamer.
I'm Kelsey, and I'm a wedding photographer. We are high school sweethearts here to chat about being business owners, traveling, and relationships.
And any other topics that feel worth exploring.
Why am I starting?
Well, this is perfect. You know what? We should just be launching this podcast the exact way that we started it, which is us clicking record and looking at each other and being like,
"Who goes?
What do we do?"
We feel so unnatural.
Oh, I love this.
We've had obviously many conversations with each other, but never in this exact format. So it's new.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Streaming Life Through Our Lens podcast. This is obviously episode one, and we're just excited to kind of explain what we were thinking here. The intro kind of told people, right? So we shouldn't even tell them what the intro already said.
I mean, the intro is the short version of what our goals are here.
Very short version, true. Anyway, husband, wife, been together for a very long time, talked about for many, many years what it would be like if we could just record our conversations, because we have some interesting conversations, and I think we have some perspectives that are a little bit different, and also some experiences that are a little bit unique, and it could be fun to just put it out there and just let people hear it. But more importantly, I think this is more for us than it is for anyone else. I kind of I'm curious what you're going to say about that. Like, this is a fun little experience for you and me. And of course, anybody who's listening, like viewers of mine, fans of yours, like they're going to get a good background on our relationship, our businesses, our life, our travel. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff we do, and we're going to share it all. And I think a lot of people are going to get a lot of value from that. People who know us already, or even people who don't. But I do think the main purpose, at least speaking personally, I think this is going to be really cool for you and me. I'm really excited for the opportunity to do this with my wife and like do something somewhat business-like with my wife and be able to kind of document all of the different perspectives and topics and things that we do throughout these next few years or however long this podcast lasts, like archiving everything that we think about and do. Sounds really cool to me.
Yeah, that's why we're here. I mean, I think it's a really cool opportunity to have people that know you and people that know me get to know more about us together, because as you'll learn, we both have our own independent businesses and people know us mostly separate from one another. They know that each other exists, but we haven't had the opportunity to really take on a venture together. And I mean, I wouldn't say that we're doing it for us, because it's still a lot of work, and I wouldn't say that's the primary motivation, but
fair enough.
I think thinking about it in the way that worst case scenario, even if no one listens to our podcast, which hi, I hope you're listening. At the very least, it's like you were saying, kind of a journal for us to look back on however many years from now and listen to a conversation. Obviously, we have thousands, maybe not thousands, hundreds of photos and videos, memories together in that way. But who sits down and records a conversation with their partner unless it's a podcast? I mean, maybe. Sure. Why not?
Hey, no kink shaving.
Go for it.
That's your thing. That's your thing.
But that's not a normal thing to do. So
yeah,
I think it's cool.
No, it'll be exciting. And the idea here, friends, is that we're going to be, like we already kind of touched on, but just to go a little bit more in detail, we're going to be talking pretty in-depth in different topics every episode. And those topics are going to range anywhere between relationship topics, travel topics, business topics will definitely be one that comes up for my stream, for your photography. Like, I know people will want more detail and more insight into maybe how we got started, which we'll actually talk a little bit about today, but just going to dive deep into a topic every episode, check in with each other, go into that topic, and then we're going to end each episode kind of giving the listeners an opportunity to ask questions. so they can submit questions, which we're going to get into maybe later about how exactly they can submit them. But they can submit questions. We're going to pick one. We're not going to tell each other which one we pick. So maybe this week, for example, Kelsey's chosen a question. I don't know what that question is. And then she'll ask it to me. I'll answer it. She'll answer it. We'll have a back and forth. So that's sort of the layout here, is we're going to just kind of talk to each other, go into a topic more in depth, and then end with some kind of a question that y'all submitted for us.
Yep. That's accurate.
Yeah.
I think something else to touch on just with the podcast in general is a lot of people, like friends and family that we've told that we're doing a podcast, have their first question is, what's it about? And we're kind of like, everything?
Yeah.
Like, I think the main topics will be, like we've touched on, relationships, travel, business, but kind of also everything in between. Any topic that we feel like we could have an interesting conversation about and that we think would be interesting for you all to listen to. So nothing's really off the table. Also, on that form that we will put in the description.
Yeah, we don't really know yet. Like, we're recording this without knowing whether we've made an Instagram or made a TikTok or what we've made for this podcast. Happen. Right. So we don't actually, we're like, the link will be available wherever we end up creating this.
At the minimum in the description below. Like, is that what it's called? Like the notes?
Well, description,
episodes notes.
You're talking about like on Spotify?
Yeah, or Apple Music or whatever.
Are we putting this on both?
You can put text and links down there. I think we have to.
Cool. See, I don't even know that.
Yeah.
basically, wherever the heck you're listening to this, there's going to be an opportunity to fill in, out this form telling us questions that you might have, maybe a topic you might want a more in-depth breakdown on.
Going.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. There's options for topics in there too. And ideally, questions/topics that we could both have input on.
Not like, Jake, so more, why do you like carrots?
More like broad. Yeah, which if you don't know who we are, that makes no sense to you, that question. But
of course, but we'll get there. And like, I think we realistically expect the majority of listeners to have some sort of idea of who we are already. And that's not because I'm like, we're the coolest ever. Everybody knows us. But like, this is going to appeal more to the folks who have already kind of had an idea of who we are. I think there is definitely value for new listeners who have no idea who Kelsey and Jake are, because we're going to talk about really unique stuff and really get into like business stuff. And you might realize, oh, I kind of like these people, or you might hate us and leave. We don't really, you know, whatever you want to do is fine.
It's all right.
But we do think there's going to be value for people, not only for those who know us already, but for others. I just think realistically, it's going to be mostly people who know who you and I are.
Yeah, but they may not know you to that specific of a level of mentioning carrots.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, I gotta, before we keep going, can we swear? We can swear, right? Like, you don't imagine
this.
Can
honestly,
I please swear?
We haven't talked about it.
Like, friends, we are so freaking new to this.
I think podcasts are hard because do we want to limit it to, like, parents can't listen with their kids in the car?
Well,
I don't know.
That's tough.
I feel like we should maybe have some episodes that are safe.
Okay.
And then some, like, I've seen podcast titles where it says, like, explicit or what, like, if we're talking about, like, sex or something that,
wow, you just said that
we
word.
Don't
we're
even
screwed
want
now.
Our parents to listen to.
Yeah, parents, we don't do that. Just so you know, we've never done it and we never will.
Stop right there.
Well, let's make this episode clean. This episode's clean.
Yeah. It's we have to have more conversations about it. I think it's not, we both swear.
Yep.
A bit.
A lot. Especially me, but
so
yeah.
So it'll be unnatural to try not to, but also, I don't know. Let's think about it.
We'll think about it. Part of me,
we'll circle back on
I want to swear, and we'll circle back, like Kelsey says, but I do want to swear because I broadcast for a living and swear a lot, and I am in my best element when I just get to be myself, and not stopping myself from saying what I want to say is an important way for me to feel comfortable and probably do my best work.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about it, but
yeah.
TBD,
we'll
listeners. We're going to be clean this episode, but maybe you'll hear some lovely F-bombs on episode two. We'll have to find out.
And just to set the scene, if you are curious, sometimes it's fun to envision where your podcasters are. We're sitting in a kind of corner of our bedroom where we have some nice lounge chair setup, little table. It's very intro level podcast vibe. We have two different, well, in the way that it appears.
Yeah.
There's two different, what are these?
Mic stands are
like attached to a scrap piece of wood, which like is arms. Attached to an old table. I mean, that's
it's a little makeshift-y.
Not ideal.
Yeah, but at the same time, like it's aesthetically, that's a hard word. It's aesthetically pleasing because you are awesome at making things pretty. And even though this is just like the corner of our bedroom, it's beautiful.
You got some landscape photos behind us, some flowers I got for my birthday last week.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's absolutely a vibe. And there's going to be video that we release somewhere. We still have to figure out if it's TikTok or Instagram
or
Twitter.
Instagram.
Hopefully Twitter too. I want to post it on my Twitter for sure.
Yeah, so maybe links to the
yeah
other videos or whatever.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That's gonna
I'm not really a Twitter person.
That's gonna be a very common sentence that y'all hear a lot, especially today, is we'll figure it out. Because in case you can't tell, we're sort of figuring it out as we go. But
we're noobs.
Oh, we're absolutely noobs. And for the vibe that we were setting though, like you might be able to see a video of it right now as we speak. So
it's recording.
It is
supposedly.
Recording. Yeah. By the way, this is gonna be for me so casual, and I'm very excited for that. I have a lot of many, many thousands of hours of broadcasting, and this just feels like a fun little casual thing for me to do. While, to throw you under the bus real quick, I feel like for Kelsey,
this is not for you to say.
Well, then you can rebut. For Kelsey, I feel like this is a little more serious, and it's fun. Like before we started the podcast, she's like, "Put your phone away," and I'm like, "What?"
And she's calling me out.
She's like, "Put your phone away." I'm like, "Babe, it's not going to be that serious. We're just here to have a conversation." So.
Be fair, I was more worried about like it buzzing because your phone buzzes approximately 10 times every time you get a text message.
I just want to set the scene. I think it's fun for people to sort of realize that we come from very different angles on this. I speak a little bit more for a living and am used to having a mic in my face and am very casual about it. And for someone who hasn't had this experience very much, not that I've ever done podcasting, I'm brand new to this. Like this is weird as heck. But my lovely wifey is a little bit more like the director of the scene. And it's really fun for me to watch. Even though we just started, I'm like excited for how this is going to develop.
Oh, geez.
I feel
okay, like, to call you out.
Yeah, call me out, babe.
A little bit.
Get me. I'm going to drink some water. Let's see if the mic hears it.
I think it's hard for you to not be in your streamer mode when you have a mic in front of you. I'm feeling streamer vibe from you a little bit like you are like presenting versus just having a casual conversation, which that's hard. It's hard when you feel the pressure of a video camera on you and you know that you're being recorded for us to just sit here as if
for sure
none of that was occurring.
Well, and that's a fair call out. I do think that while we're kind of trying to set the scene as we are in these first however many minutes, I do feel a little more presenty.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we probably like in episode one, we're diving into each of our businesses. We're going to do it not like a super deep dive, but we're going to talk about how we started, where we are now. This feels a little bit more presenty episode.
It does.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to have plenty of episodes that are much more just like conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully that vibe will go away. And I can try. I can definitely try.
It's okay. I mean, yeah.
I'll try to be more casual.
But this episode for sure is like, hi, this is who we are. This is what the podcast is about.
Right.
Versus us just actually talking about a specific thing. But did you say we're high school sweethearts already?
Yeah, but like I was like the intro said it, so I'm not going to really say it.
I mean, I feel like we could just, I'll just list off like a few just like facts about who we are other than our jobs.
Yeah, I like that idea. We'll talk about ourselves real quick and then we'll get more into the business.
Yeah. So we're high school sweethearts. If we didn't mention that already, we met when we were 15 and we are now 31. So officially more than half of our lives.
Yeah. For a long time, we've been saying like, it feels like more than half of our lives because you don't really remember the first 5 or 6 years, but now it is actually officially more than half of our lives.
Yep. We live in the Pacific Northwest. We have two dogs, Ava and Aspen, which I'm sure we'll talk about plenty. And Posey and Ash are our two cats. And
I cannot believe you're not going to say that Ava is a corgi and Aspen's a golden retriever.
Sorry.
That's important info. They got to visualize them.
Okay. Ava's the cutest corgi you've ever seen in your whole life. She's a petite little bean. And we'll also share like where you can see more photos of them and stuff too at some point. Posey was a foster fail of ours last fall. So she's still a kitten and she's reached the point where she's a terror. She was so good until...
Yeah, it's pretty
I
recent.
I swear, like last week, it's just, yeah, it's constant with her. And then we have an older cat as well, but...
Who also very recently is kind of a terror.
Recent. That's well, a no, lifelong
but,
choice.
Yeah, but he's been kind of chill in the last, like, I don't know, year or so. And then the last month, he's like turned it on.
Yeah. Yeah. In a different way. But
not a good
we can we just have a whole episode about our pets, honestly.
That would be a good episode. Let's just talk. Well, no, it wouldn't. That'd be good for us. Nobody wants to hear about the specifics of our pets.
I would listen to that.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
We're going to learn our audience as we go.
Yeah, we will. I don't know. We're from the Bay Area originally. We've been here about 6 years. Maybe we can each just say like a little bit about us, like our interests and stuff, and then we can go into the business stuff.
Cool.
Kind of the overall topic of this episode, which we haven't said yet, but I'm sure it's in the title, is how we each got started with our own businesses and kind of an update on where we are now. Very overview, broad. We'll get much more into detailed stuff regarding both of our businesses in future episodes, but we just kind of wanted to give you an overview of what each of us does, especially if you don't really know who we are.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. And we're just to kind of piggyback on what you were just saying. Like, we're really on this episode trying to sort of set the expectations and set the scene. Like Kelsey was talking about, we're going to like talk about our businesses in some detail, but we're definitely going to have episodes where we're focused on only one. Like for this, you know, episode 4, for example, we might just be talking about Kelsey's photography business and maybe even a unique aspect of it. And I'll still be here, but it will be like kind of the balls in her court. And then we might have some episodes that are much more about my streaming, and the question might be based off of my streaming, and we might be talking much more about that. So we're gonna just set the scene today. That's really it. And then we're gonna dive into way more detail about different topics on future episodes. But yeah, so I've been streaming for, I'm not going to go detail about streaming yet, but just kind of like who I am. Been streaming for 9 years full time, and that's really been my identity since I started. I think would you agree with that? That it's streaming's kind of taken my identity since I began doing it back in 2015?
Yep.
Yeah, it's really who I like am at this point.
Low-key workaholic, but
it's fine.
A little bit.
So interests outside of streaming, like it's been just taking my life, but huge baseball fan. We're recording this the day before opening day, so I'm super excited tomorrow to kind of like watch MLB Network all day and just see all the different games happening. And like, I did a fantasy baseball draft this morning just so I could like have players to watch and care about.
Last minute. Nothing yeah. like last minute.
Well, usually I do research and like really seriously care about a fantasy baseball league like one per year. But this year, I've been so busy, I was like, nah, I'm not even going to do one. And I woke up this morning just with that desire. I'm like, I want players. I want someone to like watch. So I did a baseball draft, fantasy baseball, got that tomorrow. I love poker. I've played once in the World Series of Poker main event. I've done many poker tournaments. I'm actually an ambassador for the Run Good Poker Series, which is a super fun and friendly little poker series one of my friends runs. So poker, baseball, video games, aka streaming. Those are probably my three like main hobbies that aren't involving you. And then... Obviously, I love spending time with you when I'm not streaming. We watch TV, go on hikes, go on walks, just go out for food and hang with friends.
Food.
Food is definitely a big part of my life. Food. I do tend to eat every day.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I look forward to.
It's my biggest hobby, honestly.
Yeah. So that's really who I am. I mean, I'm sure there's so much more detail that we'll you could get, but
yeah,
that's we're just good scraping enough. The surface.
Yeah.
Who are you, Kels? Tell
who
me.
Who am I?
Tell me who
the
are you?
The question I've been trying to figure out my entire existence.
We're all always trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I am a wedding photographer. I have been doing that for about 5-ish years. And I don't know. I'm like, where do I even begin? I guess most of my hobbies are outdoors based. So hiking, camping, road trips. The summer is my season. It's the time that I can do all the things that I love all the time. We live in the Pacific Northwest, so we've been just fully in the rain since October.
By the way,
much.
Pacific Northwest, I think we both just expect everyone to know what that means, but I don't think I did until college. Like,
I said Pacific Northwest, didn't I?
Yeah, you said PNW, Pacific Northwest. I'm like, but okay, PNW, I guess, is different than Pacific Northwest. Fair point. We're in the Portland, Oregon area. I think there were times where I would hear Pacific Northwest as a stupid 17-year-old and just be like, huh? So I'm just providing clarification.
Northwest.
Okay, well, I just for the 10% of viewers who were once upon a time like me and just sat in their room playing video games and didn't have any idea what anything was, we're in Portland, Oregon area.
Yeah, which is arguably the best place for me to have these hobbies. Pretty much all my hobbies have to do with dogs. Or being outside. I also do love to cook and bake and try new restaurants and definitely big time foodie. Portland is also a great place for that. Pretty much every restaurant / food truck we've been to in Portland has been stellar. Can't complain. So yeah, I don't know. I think that's it for me.
Cool. Should we dive into business stuff? Oh, so exciting.
So exciting.
By the way, my audio might be changing throughout this episode because you wouldn't know unless you're seeing it on camera, but like Kelsey was talking about, it's a little makeshifty what we've got going, and my boom, my mic stand arm, whatever it's called, it keeps swinging into my freaking face. So what I have to do is I keep like holding my left arm up and like pressing it away from me.
Does it just keep going? If I let go,
it's going to swing at me. And it slowly
but
moves
when
towards
will
me.
It stop?
It moves. It stops when it's like on my lips, and I'm just not comfortable. Like, it's slowly coming to a stop.
Can you scooch like that way slightly?
I could probably scooch to the right, but then I have to like turn all the chair way towards you. Hmm. Basically, the point I'm trying to get to, as I don't touch the mic and let it just rest on my lips, almost.
I feel like it. Now we're a little too loud.
Yeah. Now it's intimate.
Now just, you just gotta talk quieter.
I'll just whisper. Basically, my audio might be changing throughout this episode because we have a really makeshift setup at this very moment, and my mic will keep moving. So
next episode, we'll have a different arm for you.
Next episode, my audio is going to be stellar as F.
It's already great. Okay. You sound like liquid butter.
I might just hang out like this then. Just kind of like talk like a whisper. I don't know.
I don't know. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'm so going first. Unless you want to.
Well, I don't know what to say to that.
Kelsey likes it when I make decisions.
I'm asking you what you prefer, so you just choose.
I am choosing to go first.
Okay.
But you do like it when I make decisions. We'll talk more about that in a future episode. We'll make that one of the topics.
Well,
decision making.
Okay, I think everyone can agree that when you ask your partner a question and the answer is, I don't know, what do you want to do?
Yeah, that's annoying as heck.
It's 0% helpful. So fair. Like when I'm asking a question, usually I actually want to answer.
That's totally fair. Opposite perspective. Sometimes I just have no idea and feel like it will be very kind to say, I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I get your perspective.
It depends on the context.
Yeah. I'll just start saying something every time. What do you want for dinner? I'm just going to be like spaghetti. Boom. Decision
made. This episode's
going
to be 2 hours long.
All right. Business. So I've got no outline. I've got nothing. We're just going to go for it.
Sitting back.
I have been a video gamer for a long time. I started playing Mario Kart when I was 4 with my brother and my dad. So that's my first memory of video games. It's like my brother, my dad, and I playing Mario Kart. It was so much fun. I was always the one trying to beg us to play, and then they would agree, and I'd be so happy. But that's my first memory with it. And I always treated gaming like really casually. In 8th grade, I got Halo 2. And that was my first experience having Xbox Live. So I get Xbox Live, I get connected to the internet, and pretty quickly, like day three, I meet somebody named Mitch Jones, who people might know on Twitch. We're very opposite people business-wise, but we connected. We were across the world from each other. And I think that's part of what got me so into gaming is not only did I get really good at Halo 2, but him and I became best friends. And because of that, we were just constantly trying to get each other online. So like I would end school and he was on the East Coast, so he'd already be playing. So I was like jealous that he already had a bunch of time online and was like, oh, I just got to get home and like get on and try to like catch up to what I've missed. And then when he would go to bed, I'm like, ooh, I got extra time now to like make up or like get ahead myself. So we kind of had a little competitive thing going, which probably inspired me to game more than I would have naturally. But I got very into Halo, and then I got really good at Halo. And like in high school, I was known as that guy who was super good at Halo, which is funny because I had the same tag back then, Grenader Jake, which is literally a made up word. I wanted to be the person who throws grenades, right? Grenader. But that's not even a word either. It's grenadier. So I screwed up twice. First of all, that's not how you spell grenade. It's grenade. And I spelled it grenade. And there's no such thing as a grenader. It's grenadier. But I went with it. And I'm still Grenader Jake 31 years now. Well, not 31 years.
Now there's such thing as a grenader.
I have made grenader a word. Anyway, I was known as that guy, Grenader Jake, like in high school. And I'm still known as that guy now, which is kind of fun. So I go through high school, I go through college, and I'm actually pretty like serious about academics in some way. Like I kind of hated it, but also treated it serious enough to get like straight A's both through high school and college. So wasn't that like classic gamer who was just like not doing his homework and not doing his tests. Like I took it all seriously and did video games at the same time, but totally casually. Fast forward to senior year college, graduation is coming up. I'm obsessed with this game called Destiny, just obsessed with it. And not only did my friend Mitch already stream on Twitch and he kind of told me about it, but I finished a match in a Destiny game and somebody messaged me and they were like, hey, what is your stream? And I was like, what's a stream? And he's like, dude, you are way too good to not have a stream. Go make a Twitch account. So I make my Twitch account between him and Mitch. The guy messaged me and Mitch. I was like, all right, why not? I already play video games. Let's just broadcast it too. In my head, I was like, maybe if one or two people show up in my channel, that's one or two more people that I didn't know before that maybe I can play with, that maybe they'll join me for activities in the game. Like I saw no downside. I was streaming maybe 2, 3, 4 hours a week, like really casual, and streaming to anywhere between 0 and 2 viewers. Started in February 2015, did that March, did that April, did that May. Graduated in May. In May, I was planning on beginning a year off. And this is where things get kind of lucky, realistically, is I was planning on taking a year off and I was moving to Las Vegas while Kelsey was going to finish her final semester, her fall semester, back at our college, Willamette University in Salem, Oregon. I was going to Vegas. And my plan was to be a poker player, realistically. I was going to try to play poker, but if that didn't work out, I was kind of hoping that the people who I met or the connections that I made maybe would lead to something. Like, kind of just trusting myself that opportunities would present themselves if I just continue to kind of show up and be my best self. So that was the goal. But in May, my stream started to take off. Little by little. I'm talking from 2 viewers to 5. And then I'm like, whoa, 5 viewers, this is really cool. Let me keep streaming. And then the next week from 5 to 10. And pretty quickly, starting in June 2015, I started becoming a full-time streamer just because the opportunity kept presenting itself and I kept investing more. So it started with 5 viewers one weekend, then 10 the next, then 20 the next, then 25 the next. And I just started to keep going and building a schedule around it and thinking, well, I've got nothing I need to be doing right now. Might as well continue to just see if I can make this thing work. And I think that's the beauty of what happened for my business to start is a lot of people, they go onto Twitch trying to make it as a Twitch streamer. And I think they're kind of set up for failure immediately when they do that. I went in just doing it as a hobby and having no expectations, meaning every dollar I made and every viewer that showed up was a bonus. It was just something I wasn't going to have already. But a lot of people, they go on thinking if they put the time in and thinking if they just continue to grind, that they're eventually going to make it. And then when one of their streams, they make no dollars and they make no new followers, they're angry and they're annoyed that it's not working for them. And then they come into the next stream with the wrong attitude. For me, I got really lucky. I not only was streaming an activity that came out that May, so I got lucky on the timing of when the activity came out, but I also just had a year off I was planning on taking. So I had no expectations. So it was only excitement and pure joy every time a dollar came through or every time a new viewer came through. So I scheduled myself. I was doing about 50, 55 hours a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I only was taking Thursdays off in 2015. And pretty much week by week by week, I was just seeing the viewership grow and grow and grow. I was doing, to be more specific, quickly, I was helping people. Well, I'm not going to get into this too much because I want a future episode to be more about these details. But okay. I'm helping people through an activity, essentially, that they would normally not be able to get through themselves. So there was a lot of demand around my channel because I was helping people get these in-game rewards in Destiny 1 they could not get themselves. So that's where the demand showed up. And I continued doing that, continued building viewership, continued investing some money into like mics, cameras, PCs, because at the start I was not spending anything. I was just streaming off my Xbox. And then in December of 2015, that was my elbow hitting the wall, trying to adjust. In December 2015, I applied for partnership. And December 2nd, I got partnered. And that allows, for those who don't know, on Twitch, back in 2015, it's really not monetized. People could send you, they could send you tips directly into PayPal. But the Twitch platform itself was only monetized if you were partnered. And that gave me a subscribe button. People could spend $5 a month to subscribe to my channel. I'd get 50% of it. It'd give you ad revenue, so ads you could run when you wanted to. Like, I'd go to the bathroom once an hour, run ads, and get a few dollars for doing that every stream. Really, it was only a few dollars every stream at the beginning. It was not much. But got partnered, got monetized. That was kind of my way of being like, wow, this might actually work. We moved to Denver together, and I was making enough from streaming. This is now March 2016. I've been doing it like 9 months. I was making enough from streaming.
I feel like you're going 100 times more into detail than I was expecting.
That's what's so fun about this is we just like had no expectations.
I know. I just thought we were doing really broad.
Well, I feel like I'm a moment from being done with how it started. And then I'm going to fast forward to where we are now.
That's fair.
Because I feel like that's...
Yeah. I mean, your job does require a lot of background. I'm just like,
yeah.
I feel like I have 1 minute.
That's fair
to say.
And it's fine. We don't, it's not like if I take 8 minutes, you need to take eight. Like it can be 8 and 1. It's totally fine. Okay. I'm almost done with kind of like,
didn't mean to interrupt.
No, all good.
I just was like, oh boy.
Again, everybody listening, I'm going to say chat sometimes because I'm so used to saying, hey, chat.
No.
It's going to happen.
No.
Prepare yourself.
We need like another word.
Hey.
For our listeners.
Potters.
Listeners. Hey, listeners.
Sup, potters. I like potters.
It just gives me Harry Potter.
Yeah, and that's why I love it. Anyway, friends, we're casual.
I distracted.
In case you can't see, we're casual. So I moved from Vegas to Denver with Kelsey in 2016. I had a real estate connection there. I had a guy who I was friends with who owns a real estate business who is killing it, by the way. So if I had joined him early, like, wow, we might have been killing it in a different way. But that was sort of my option.
Shout
of
out
like
to Brett.
Yeah, yo, Brett Weinstein, or Weinstein. I never know how to say your last name. Shout out to you, bro.
Hire him if you live there.
He is pretty dope. Anyway, March 2016, I'm there in Denver with Kelsey. I'm streaming. I'm making just enough for it to kind of make sense, but we're kind of looking at each other, realizing like, I'm just going to be honest with the numbers. I was making about $3,000 a month, and Kelsey wasn't really bringing anything in yet.
Hey, and, well, I was.
Not in March, you weren't. You started doing some other stuff in like April and whatnot, but... I mean, it was $10 an hour stuff.
Okay.
You know, to be straight up with the viewers, we weren't bringing in a ton, but it was working. I wanted to get a real estate license in case. That was sort of the idea. I'm going to get my real estate license just in case the streaming thing doesn't work. I've got my backup here in Denver and we'll make enough to be comfortable because with streaming, every month could be different. There's no way to know. I guess there isn't with real estate either, but the point is I had a backup. April, my stream starts to grow. I go from about 100 viewers on average to about 300 to 400 viewers. I'm not even going to talk about why, because I feel like I'm talking too much, but there are reasons for why.
I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine.
I just know we'll have other episodes.
But that's how we talk about something. That is how I got started. To summarize, like, it was purely a hobby, something I've been doing my whole life that I was really, really good at. And because I was really good at it, people wanted to watch. And I capitalized on the opportunity and made it really a scheduled, disciplined thing, and continued to grow as a result, made some good decisions that led to even more viewership, and I just haven't looked back. I was averaging 100-ish viewers for the first year, 400 to 1,000 for year two, about 2,000 year three. We're here in year 9. My last 250 hours of streaming, my dashboard said 3,500 viewers on average. So there's a lot of people that tune into the stream. A lot of them, I feel like, are very close friends. They're people who I've been having be a part of my life for a long time. Some of them are newer, but it's cool. What I do is allowing me to be around a community every day. So although it's just names in a chat, some of them I've met in person. Some of them I've met in person many times. Some of them were at our wedding. Like, they're my friends in my community, and I get to spend every day with them, which is really cool. And
it's really unique.
It's really unique. Yeah. Yeah. So 9 years later, here we are. Business is flourishing.
Killing it.
I'm probably putting too many hours into it, which will certainly be a topic of discussion.
Yep.
And
inevitably.
Yeah. That's really how it got started and where we are now.
Amazing. You're so good at giving the timeline because you've done it so many times. I feel like in interviews and for videos or just talking about on your stream, you like have it down.
But you also know my brain, and dates and numbers just lock in.
Yeah. But I mean, you didn't even have to pause to be like, what else do I talk about? Like, you just like have it saved in a corner of your brain.
It's archived for sure.
Yeah. It's ready to go anytime.
You're not going to give us exact dates of when you first took your photos?
No.
What the heck?
Okay. Do remember I got my first nice camera. I think it was junior year of high school, maybe senior year. I can't remember, but I specifically have in my mind these photos that I took of some of my friends who are still some of my best friends in the world at our high school. It was some event. I could not tell you what it was, but it was one of the first times that I'd brought my fancy, I'm doing air quotes, camera. And they're all flash photos, but I still, like, I remember what those photos look like exactly. It's interesting.
Do they look good?
They're fine. They're probably, I mean, they're just like on Facebook because I don't have really any of the photos from that camera anymore. Rewinding. Well, I guess, no, that is a good place to start. I've always been, I would say, a creative, artistic person. I'm not someone that can make a really great painting, but I've, since I was little, doing creative, crafty projects I've loved. So I kind of had that creative background, I guess you could say. And had some little point and shoot camera, which honestly, those are coming so back in style. Like the old school look, but not just the film look, the look that it is old. And I wish, I actually might still have it. I don't know. Maybe somewhere I should see if I could get it going again. That would be fun.
That would be cool.
Had that camera for a while. My parents noticed that I had an interest in taking photos, and then they gifted me. It was a Canon Rebel X, I think it was the first Canon Rebel to ever come out, which they still make the Canon Rebel series, and that's always the camera that I recommend for beginner photographers that reach out to me and ask for recommendation. It's a great camera to learn on. Can be your first experiment learning how to shoot in manual and stuff. It's awesome. So I got that camera. I had it all the way through college. I got hired to shoot a couple like sorority formals, and I felt way underqualified. Like, should not have been paid to do that. Like, it had the automatic flash that popped up. I was just shooting an auto, but hey, I got probably a couple $100, which felt like a huge deal in college.
That's freaking money.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. A couple $100 is insane in college.
I feel like I got paid pretty well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, there was only a few, but then interesting that Denver is kind of a significant place for us in both of our careers. Like,
yeah, that's actually so weird.
Your career took a total turn for the better, and I, without even realizing it, fell into like my first opportunity of photographing weddings. It was actually our photographer that we hired to do our engagement photos when we were living there because we were engaged. We just did a quick like 20-minute shoot. It was our first shoot we had ever done together.
Yep. I remember sitting in some, it felt like sitting in like wheat. We're just like sitting in like random tall, plants.
Tall, summery, dry grass.
Yeah.
I still love them though. And I don't even know because I hadn't been doing really much photography. I had very, very little experience. I don't know why she took a chance on me or how the opportunity arose. I actually don't remember. But somehow I connected with her and must have expressed that I was interested. Or maybe she posted about something saying she was looking for someone. I think I did 3 weddings with her. Something like that. And she let me use her equipment because mine definitely was not good enough. But it was so fun getting to use like what felt to me like a really fancy camera. And the fact that she just trusted me to jump in and do my thing. And she was so encouraging. I'm just so, so grateful for that opportunity. I probably wouldn't necessarily be where I am today without it. She, you know, told me I had a good eye and that I should pursue it. So that happened. And then we moved and I didn't do photography for like 2 years, like pretty much at all.
And like, honestly, part of this is my fault in the sense that like, I was a big reason why we were moving all over the place. And I feel like if we had sort of established a location, you would have had an opportunity to A, realize that you are into this and B, like start to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went from Denver to California. And then immediately I'm like, this place is too expensive and I'm paying too much in taxes. So we went from California to Vancouver, Washington, which is very close to Portland. But we're here in Washington because there's no state income tax. And we kept bouncing around. And in order to be a successful photographer, you have to establish yourself. So I'll let you keep going. But I sort of just feel like I wanted to step in and be like, hey, this is kind of my fault. It maybe took a little while for you to find yourself. My bad.
Well, I think I also didn't know. I didn't have clarity on what I wanted to do. I graduated with a biology major. I thought I had always wanted to do something in an animal-related field. I'm sure we could talk more about that another time. But I was lost and confused and didn't really know what I wanted or what was possible. So we moved from Colorado to California for a year. I just had some random like odd jobs while we were there. We moved here and this was right after we had gotten married and I loved planning our wedding. I loved everything about the wedding, the process. I just thought it was so great. And I was like, I want to be a part of weddings more because that just feels very aligned for me. And so I got connected with a couple event planners in Portland, worked with them for about a year or so, and I liked it, sort of. But I liked being a part of the weddings. I didn't necessarily like being on the planning side. I felt like I wasn't really getting to use my creativity as much, and it's not as much my personality to like be the one person in full control and like getting mad at people when they mess up and like bossing people around. It's just not, I do have to do some of that in my current job, but it's in a more lighthearted manner. So I was like, okay, love weddings. But at the same time, what was happening at the same time was we got Ava, our corgi, and I started taking photos of her and started an Instagram account for her. And then I was like, well, okay, kind of want to upgrade my equipment to take better photos of Ava. And then I was like, okay, I have this nice equipment now. Nicer equipment. it continued to be upgraded over and over. But I got to a certain point where I realized I had this nice equipment and the ability to offer to take photos of friends. And so I would just offer at the very beginning to get photos of anyone that would be willing to get in front of my camera just for me to have practice. And at that point, decided to start my photography business Instagram, made like a cute little website.
When was it that you decided, because I feel like you maybe just kind of skipped over it, that you wanted to maybe start actually pursuing making money from it? Was because you mentioned like you had the equipment.
Yeah, I think it was once I had.
So it was like there was a moment there where you had good photos of Ava and you have this camera and you're like, whoa, let me see if I can make this a business.
I mean, I don't know if that's where I was though. Okay. I think I was just like, I have nice equipment. Like, let me see what happens. But I don't think I had very much confidence that it could turn into
The reason that I asked is because it's funny for me to think about this, but I don't remember there ever being a moment where you like went to me and were like, I think I want to be a photographer.
No, I don't
like
think
from it, my perspective
I don't think that happened.
Right, exactly. So I'll let you keep going. But from my perspective, it sort of just like happened, which is why I wanted to ask you if you had a moment that I wasn't aware of where you were like, whoa, I want to do this. It sounds like no.
I think it just kind of fell into what it is now over time, based on what I've talked about with knowing that I liked weddings and working with couples specifically. Did you hear that? Sorry.
Yeah, what the heck was that?
I knocked my headset with my nails.
It was actually really pleasing. I liked that sound a lot. Yeah, no, it's like we could do ASMR with these mics, 100%. And maybe we'll do an ASMR episode special.
Oh, no. That's not happening. Okay, I'm trying to remember where I should go from here.
You got friends who you are asking to take photos of just so you can just get some practice.
I think it kind of just ended up rolling into what it is now over time. Like, I had people that were willing to get in front of my camera, and then I was feeling like, okay, I can use these photos to advertise on social media and on my website, and I'll just put it out there to see. I was still working for these wedding planners at the time too. And sometimes I would do like, not weddings at the beginning, but I would do like first birthday parties and stuff just to like get money and do something with my photography, just get experience. I mean, you got to start somewhere. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say about like the process. I feel like it just continued to snowball from there. The more experience I got, the better I got, and the more content I had to share. And then I had, you know, a client that was willing to take a chance on me for my first official wedding that I did by myself. I think I did it for like $500 or something. It was in Portland. I was so scared. I died. Looking back, I'm like, I was so unprepared for that. But again, you have to start somewhere, and there's the only way to get better is with practice.
And they were paying for an unprepared photographer.
Yeah, I mean, they knew. I wasn't like, I've been shooting weddings for 10 years.
You were perfect for that for $500. Yeah, well, like, I think that's exactly what they should be getting.
I guess that's true. You know what you're getting yourself into. So my first official year that I had my business, I did one wedding. Oh gosh, I'm not sure if I actually know these numbers off the top of my head. I think the next year I had like 8 or something. And then the next year after that was 2020. And I was supposed to have like 19 or 20 weddings. And it ended up being half that, which with most of them being like backyard or elopements. And then it kind of normalized after that a little bit more. We'll go into that more detail later. But yeah, I guess, should I do an update on where I am now? Or did I miss anything important? I still do a lot of dog photography. I guess that's the other thing to note. I have Ava to thank for pulling me back into photography. And I have a dog adventure Instagram account, which I'll share. It's Little PNW Pups, if you want to look up the tag. we'll share the links to all our socials and stuff though. And that's a huge outlet for me and hobby for me to get to go on these beautiful hikes with my dogs and take pictures in some of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. It's really fun. That brings me so much joy. So anyway,
Kelsey, where are you now with your photography business?
Yeah.
Just like quick.
I know. Honestly, not in the best place, but I'm also not alone in that feeling. It's kind of an industry-wide situation, you could say, that I could talk about more another time. I mean, I've been shooting weddings and couples full-time for 5 years at least now, because it was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
This year is a little slower. There's sort of a wedding situation going on.
Less people are getting married. There are reasons why, but no one's 100% sure.
Yeah.
But less people getting married means less work for wedding photographers. So Kelsey and a lot of her friends are just not getting as many opportunities.
Yeah. But it's a little bit of a slow year, but that's okay. I'm okay with it. And yeah. I still have, I think, 13 or 14 weddings, which is, you know, still great. And yeah, it's been a fun journey. I've learned a lot along the way. I've learned, you know, the boundaries that I want to set with how much work I'll take on. I've gone through like highs and lows of how I feel about my job and my business and all that. So, but yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm in a good place. It's been my off season the last few months. So I transparently have worked very little since like October, and I'm ready for the season to start back up. I'm excited. I have my first wedding in a few weeks, like right after we get back
from our trip. I'm so envious of you. It's awesome because we have like opposite situations that happen so often where I'm streaming so much and just want desperately some downtime. And Kelsey has too much downtime and is looking for things to kind of occupy herself, which you have found over the last few months for sure. Yeah,
I
mean,
I feel like I've had very few days.
Yeah, you've managed.
I'm like, I'm so bored. Like, I've definitely kept busy.
Our jobs are just very different in terms of scheduling, hours, demand. It's unique to have us both be business owners, both make our own schedules in their own way. Mm-hmm. And yet still be, they're so different. Everything about them is so different.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, you're very well spoken and very good at this. So don't be hard on yourself and be worried about yourself. Like,
I wasn't until you said that.
Okay, that's BS. You told me before, you're like, I'm going to say I'm going to mess up all the time. And like, no, you're not. You're killing it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're awesome at this.
Thank you. I am definitely not as eloquent as you, and I do say and like, and I'm aware of that, but that's just not going to change because that's who I am, and I'm not used to speaking in front of all the people all the time.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm so excited about with this is like I really want this to be just a fun, casual conversation between you and I, and like we talked about earlier, this episode's so much more like introductory, trying to set the stage that it doesn't feel like a conversation. But I do think a lot of our episodes are gonna have that vibe. And I think it's gonna be really fun for us to just like,
just goofing off.
Yeah, just goof off and talk about different random things. Like we barely scratched how much we love to travel and what our plans are next year. We're going to France. Like that's gonna be a whole huge conversation in itself. Mm-hmm. How is that going to affect your photography? How's it going to affect my streaming? Like there are, in case you didn't get the idea yet, listeners, there are, it's so weird to say, there are so many times that we've already said, we'll talk more about that later. I feel like Kelsey and I have so much we want to just discuss in detail. And it's exciting to know that we will have the platform, the opportunity, the time. I'm just looking forward to it. I'm excited that we're doing this.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going
to
be really
super
fun.
Super grateful for anyone that's made it to this point in the episode.
Yeah.
And is like willing to listen at all. I think, yeah.
We're new to this and we are going to get better as we go. And even just thinking of like organization within an episode, we might get better at that too. For example, like I'm not sure this was the best idea for a first episode. Maybe people were going to be like, this is boring. We're just hearing people talk about themselves. Why are we listening to this? Or maybe it was a great idea.
I mean, I think it was important considering that basically our podcast is like just us. It doesn't have a specific goal or topic or thing that we're pretending that we're experts on.
Right.
So I think the background is important so people can get to know us and feel like,
I think so too.
They can connect to us on some level, like whether or not they have the same jobs as us or they have dogs or whatever, like the finding that connection point is important so they can feel like you can relate. But we should wrap this up because we're nearing an hour.
We're nearing an hour?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought it's been like 30 minutes.
Nope. Wow. It's been like 54 minutes.
That's wild.
And I want to try to keep it under an hour. So we're going to do our viewer question now, which I chose.
And I have no idea what it is.
Pulling it up on my phone here.
Get off your phone, babe.
Sassy. Okay, so each week we're going to choose a question. One of us is going to ask it to the other person, which is sort of mean. We're like, ooh, you don't get to be prepared for this question, but we're both still going to weigh in on the question.
Right. Just because it's the one not, person chose it doesn't mean they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like it could be anything and we're both going to talk about it.
Although this one is more for you, but
okay.
That's okay. Okay. How is life as a pseudo celebrity / celebrities? You are known and loved by many, and you seem to be noticed quite often when on business or travel ventures. Do you enjoy it?
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. That was super nice of them.
Yes. It's a stretch for me, at least.
I absolutely love it when I get noticed. Absolutely love it. And it doesn't happen often enough for it to feel obnoxious at all. It's purely exciting when it happens. I get noticed more often than I used to, for sure, but it's still not like every time I go out by any means. It's like once every couple months, I'd say, on average. The more I travel, the more it happens. And when I'm at conventions, it happens nonstop. I'm famous in the Destiny community, very famous in that community, famous-ish in the Twitch community, and kind of the more you expand past it, the less I'm known. So at conventions, oh yeah, all the time. Outside of conventions, really not that often. So if you ever notice me in public, if you ever notice me, please come say something because it's just as exciting for me as it is for you, I bet. I'd love to take a picture, love to answer any questions you have. I'll ask who you are in chat and whatnot. And even if you don't ever type in chat, I'd still love to meet you. So yeah, it happens. It's really exciting when it happens and I freaking love it.
And it's extremely rare for me. I've gotten noticed twice, once as your wife years ago at a wedding.
Yeah, and that's amazing. I love that story so freaking much. I
love to tell that story sometime. And once with the dogs. So definitely not normal for me. I'd be like so stoked if someone was like, are you Kelsey?
Make it happen, friends.
Make my day. It would make my freaking day. All right, I think we should go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, and I do think that in future episodes, the question side of things can take up way more time than they did today.
Yeah, we're like, kind of trying to rush that.
We're trying to rush this final question a little bit, but we can go in much more detail on questions in the future. So again, we're going to put some information out there. Look at the Spotify, at the Apple, wherever you are, at the Apple, for information.
Go to the Apple.
Go to the Apple. Look for in the description, find the information. There's going to be a place you can submit questions you want us to talk through. To Google Form. Perfect. You could even ask specific, like not questions, but you can give us full topic ideas. Like what do you want a full episode to be focused around? You can answer one and not the other. Don't have to submit both. If you just have a question or just have a topic, that's all good.
Thank you so much for being here for our first episode. We are so excited to be here with you
we
and
did
to
it.
Have you listening. Ooh. And we're excited to come back. Our goal is to do 2 episodes a month. We'll see, you know.
Once every 2 weeks is the idea.
That's the goal. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Bye.